You're listening to SBS News.
More than 3 million Australian adults have experienced harm from gambling in the past year, with participation on the rise and gamblers losing significant amounts of money. A study of almost 4,000 people by the Australian Gambling Research Centre at the Australian Institute of Family Studies found 65% had gambled at least once in the past year. More than 30% said they gambled at least monthly. Lotteries were the most common activity, followed by scratch tickets, poker machines, race betting and sports betting. Men were more likely than women to gamble regularly and were also more likely to engage in riskier forms such as race and sports betting. An estimated 3.1 million adults have experienced harms such as feeling guilty and stressed about their gambling, borrowing money or selling things to fund gambling, or going back another day to try to win back money they've already lost. Dr. Gabrielle Tillman from the Australian Gambling Research Centre says a significant percentage of those who were classified as problem gamblers were also more likely to experience thoughts of self-harm.
If we're talking about those high-risk gamblers, that's about 550,000 people. And so of those people, like 16% are experiencing suicidal thoughts. And so that's the kind of magnitude we're talking about. That means they're going without food, missing their bills, borrowing money.
Aussies collectively lose $32 billion on legal forms of gambling every year, the largest per capita losses of any country in the world. Almost 20% of people whose partner gambled weekly or more frequently reported experiences of intimate partner violence, compared to 7% of those whose partners did not gamble. Young adults were found to be particularly affected, with 18 to 24-year-olds who gamble regularly almost twice as likely to be at high risk of harm compared to older groups. Dr. Charles Livingston from Monash University studies gambling trends in Australia.
You know, I mean, one of the problems that young people experience, I would suggest, no one has been brought up in our history in an environment where they are constantly bombarded with the promotion of gambling around sport, around normal activities. You can't go and watch a football game without being bombarded with some promotion of gambling. So what we've got is this sort of mad social experiment where young people are being bombarded with gambling advertising from a young age, and we expect that it's all going to come out right.
Among Indigenous Australians, 27% reported experiencing gambling harms, which was almost double the rate of non-Indigenous Australians. Dr. Livingstone says while people from non-English speaking backgrounds don't gamble at the same rate as the general population, when they do, they tend to develop an addiction more readily than people from the mainstream Australian community. This man who wants to conceal his identity is one of among many who've lost their family, home and livelihoods after succumbing to a pokie addiction. He told SBS Arabic that he has tried to stop many times.
I didn't stop, you know, because when I see in my pocket maybe $10, $20, $50, I go to play. I go to play and I lose it and I come back very upset. Oh, many times, always. When I go to club, when I come back, I said, oh, this is the last time I am going, because I don't want to lose my money. Straight away, I go next time when I have more money, you know.
Sorry, because this is the problem. It's my problem.
So why do people gamble? It can be a form of socialising, seeing the same bunch of people in a club, for example. It can also be a way to cope with problems or escape feelings of depression and isolation. Various studies have shown that the brain releases the feel-good chemical dopamine when gamblers have a win or a near win. But research also shows the brain is flexible, and even if a habit has been formed, people can change and break that habit through counselling and other therapies. Mandy Zhang is a financial counsellor with Welfare Service Each. She works with many different communities, including the Chinese community.
Yeah, the first step is talk to someone. That is just like, even It's a small step, but it's a big step. Someone you can trust, like a friend, family member, you know, a counselor, even helpline, like, the gamblers helpline as well. And because our team including, you know, cultural diversity counselor, we not just Chinese, the other culture as well, and who can speak different language and different backgrounds that can help.
Ms. Zhang says many gambling counseling services are free and open to everyone.
Definitely counseling for free, and also is confidential as well. And, you know, the people, when they come into the service, like, you know, we assist their situation and see if they need to be referred out on, you know, they want to continue the counseling service. We have finance counseling service as well. We have, you know, group session, and we can refer to another appropriate service if they need. Anyone's can access the service. Everything for free, open door, anyone can access the service.
The federal government is hoping to have a response to a landmark gambling harm inquiry finalised by the end of 2025 after the final report was handed down by late Labor MP Peter Murphy in mid-2023. The Keystone recommendations were a ban on gambling advertising and inducements, government efforts to establish a self-exclusion register, and self-imposed limits did not adequately address the modern realities of gambling. The Alliance for Gambling Reform largely blames advertising. It's planning its own campaign against betting ads at next year's AFL Grand Final. Martin Thomas is the CEO from the Alliance for Gambling Reform.
Anything is better than the status quo, because we have a million gambling ads on our screen every year, and it's just impossible to miss the ads, and it's what's driving the surge in gambling, and particularly among kids, but also young men as well.
And any listeners seeking help can contact the National Gambling Helpline on 1800 858 858 or Lifeline on 1311 14. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.